The first groundbreaking, actually more of an announcement of intent, took place way back in 2007. Tallahassee developer Mike Rogers had a vision of a community built to the highest standards of sustainability. But in a year, the real estate downturn and a deep recession put those plans on hold. Today, the Tallahassee building market is rebounding, and Rogers says it's time to get the project back on track.
Excited to see the construction industry coming around, and you know, I don't think anybody could have predicted the duration of the downturn, the depth of the downturn. It just was what it was, and fortunate that we've been able to hang on and that we're starting now and getting things off the ground. Haven't changed our focus and looking forward to moving forward.
Rogers' partner in the Southern Oaks project is Mark Kessler, head and founder of Kessler Construction.
This is the beginning of a wonderful thing. Kessler Construction is very excited to bring a smart, green home to Tallahassee as a model. We're going to keep this open for 2 years.
The initial house serving as a template for the other Southern Oaks homes that will follow. All will meet the Florida Green Building Coalition standards as outlined by Coalition Executive Director Suzanne Cook.
Energy efficiency, which would include Energy Star windows and appliances and lighting. Whole house systems designed to ensure that each component works in tandem with the other to optimize energy efficiency and ensure owner comfort. Passive design for solar daylighting and reduction of solar heat gain in our climate. Water conservation through low flow plumbing fixtures, water efficient appliances, Florida friendly landscapes, and innovative irrigation technologies.
As a first of its kind, Leon County Commissioner John Daly, who was at Wednesday's groundbreaking with his commission colleague Brian DeLoge, hopes Southern Oaks will be a template for the area's future housing construction.
When we talk about the growth of Tallahassee and the growth of Leon County, sustainable development is key. And you all are setting the example, setting the pace, and we're just proud to be here and support you today. We really are.
Developer Mike Rogers says Southern Oaks model home will take around 6 to 8 months to build. Its future subdivision neighbors will run in the $400,000 to $700,000 range. Not much more, Rogers insists, than comparably sized and furnished non-green homes. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.